The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Act 2, Scene 5. In Venice, before Shylock's house. Enter Shylock and Launcelot.
Well, thou shalt see, thy eyes shall be thy judge, the difference of old Shylock and Bassanio.
What, Jessica?
Thou shalt not gormandize, as thou hast done with me.
What, Jessica, and sleep, and snore, and rend apparel out?
Why, Jessica, I say.
Why, Jessica?
Who bids thee call?
I do not bid thee call.
Your worship was wont to tell me that I could do nothing without bidding.
Enter Jessica.
Call you? What is your will?
I am bid forth to supper, Jessica. There are my keys.
But wherefore should I go? I am not bid for love. They flatter me. But yet I'll go in hate to feed upon the prodigal Christian. Jessica, my girl, look to my house. I am right loath to go. There is some ill a-brewing towards my rest, for I did dream of money-bags to-night.
I beseech you, sir, go. My young master doth expect your reproach.
So do I his.
And they have conspired together. I will not say you shall see a mask. But if you do, then it was not for nothing that my nose fell a-bleeding on Black Monday till at 6 o'clock in the morning, falling out that year on Ash Wednesday was 4 year in the afternoon.
What are these masks? Hear you me, Jessica. Lock up my doors, and when you hear the drum and the vile squealing of the wry-necked fife, clamber not you up to the casements then, nor thrust your head into the public street to gaze on Christian fools with varnished faces. But stop my house's ears, I mean my casements. Let not the sound of shallow foppery enter my sober house. By Jacob's staff, I swear, I have no mind of feasting forth to-night. But I will go. Go you before me, sirrah. Say I will come.
I will go before, sir. Mistress, look out at window for all this. There will come a Christian boy, will be worth a Jewess's eye. He exits.
What says that fool of Hagar's offspring, huh?
His words were farewell, mistress, nothing else.
The patch is kind enough, but the huge feeder, snail slow in profit, and he sleeps by day more than the wildcat, drones hive not with me. Therefore I part with him, and part with him to one that would have him help to waste his borrowed purse.
Well, Jessica, go in. Perhaps I will return immediately. Do as I bid you. Shut doors after you. Fast find. A proverb never stale in thrifty mind.
Shylock exits.
Farewell. And if my fortune be not crossed, I have a father, you a daughter lost.
She exits. The end of Act 2, Scene 5 of The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.